This is Live in Studio C here on 91 Classical Nashville Public Radio. I'm Colleen Phelps, and Inversion Vocal Ensemble is in the studio today previewing some upcoming events. Dave Raglan and Inversion, welcome to Studio C. Dave, tell us about the group.
Absolutely. So we are Inversion Vocal Ensemble. We are a collective of vocalists based here in Nashville who sing classical, opera, spirituals, jazz, gospel, and musical theater. We've done many things throughout the region. I think one of our most recent accomplishments and highlights is the Emmy nomination that we received for Nick Kaye featuring Nashville. And so we were really grateful to the Frist Art Museum for reaching out to us to help spearhead that project.
All right, and you're going to kick us off with some music from Handel's Messiah?
Correct, yes.
All right, so I'm going to give all the choristers in the listening audience a chance to grab their Messiah score and follow along. You're going to flip to the third number of part two. It's number 24. This is "Surely He Hath Borne Our Griefs" from Handel's Messiah. Vocal Ensemble, "Surely He Hath Borne Our Griefs" from Handel's Messiah under the direction of Dave Raglan, Horacio, Gwendolyn at the piano. This next tune is from Scott Joplin's opera, Treminisha. Now, composer Scott Joplin is known for his piano rags, and so it's a common misconception, I think, to call Treminisha a ragtime opera. And ragtime really only comes up in the dance episode. So Dave, tell us what Treminisha really is like. What's this opera about?
Well, Treminisha is a delightful story based in just a colony, a post-Civil War colony in like about 1884, I want to say. Scott Joplin wrote in the score. Pretty much life after the Civil War, getting acclimated to what society is, you know, what is an African-American society, what are traditions, what's good, what's bad. And so amongst that, we have our heroine, Treminisha, who, you know, kind of goes through a bit of a journey to become a leader, which is very, you know, interesting and unique for that time period.
All right. This is "I Want to See My Child" from Treminisha by Scott Joplin.
I want to see my child tonight. Now, though those men have carried her away for spite. I would risk her if I know.
Perhaps you'll see her tomorrow. Then you'll have no more sorrow. Do not grieve or complain. You will see her again.
If I could see my darling now, I would be happy again. The tears are falling from my brow. I must see her soon, or go and see.
Perhaps you'll see her tomorrow. Then you'll have no more sorrow. Do not grieve or complain. You will see her again.
I Want to See My Child from Trumanisha by Scott Joplin, performed by Nicole Simone and Byron Harvey, part of Inversion Vocal Ensemble here live in Studio C in anticipation of a performance of Trumanisha at the Noalif Opera Center on April 7th. Now, Dave, when Rhiannon Giddens was here a month or so ago, she referred to Porgy and Bess as problematic but still important. Do you agree with that?
Well, I can understand it being called problematic, but I do believe that it's actually still important. Actually, from a musical standpoint, being a composer and a musician myself, I believe that Porgy and Bess is a phenomenal piece of orchestration from the beginning all the way to the very end. It's a beautiful 3.5 hours of just music and just spiritually, based upon spirituals as well as the early 30s jazz rhythms. It's a masterpiece. And orchestration.
Set the scene for us for Clara Clara.
Well, sure. So Clara, this happens towards the latter half of the opera, where the young couple, Jake and Clara, who've had their child, Jake is a fisherman, and so he went out in the September storms on the boat, and this violent storm, so the boat is overturned, and Clara runs out into the middle of the night in the ocean to go and find him, and unfortunately, neither of them survive. So this comes after that incident where the chorus, the people on Catfish Row, just sing over Claire and Jake.
Mourning the mother who sings Summertime at the beginning of the opera. This is Clara from Porgy and Bess by George Gershwin.
Thank you.
From Porgy and Bess by George Gershwin, performed by Inversion Vocal Ensemble, Horacio Gwendolyn at the piano, Dave Ragland conducting. Now, Dave, this next piece is one of yours. So tell us about this art song called I Believe.
Absolutely. So I Believe was an art song that I wrote a couple of years ago, and it had its debut actually at the African American Art Song Alliance in Irvine, California in 2017. The song is very interesting for me in that it reminds me of Lupita Nyong'o when she won the Oscar for 12 Years a Slave. She said something paraphrasing along the lines that this is, no, the greatest moment in my life is coming from the most tragic moment from someone else's. I'm loosely, very, very loosely paraphrasing. This is a similar situation for me in that this has been a runaway hit song for me, but the text from it is derived from the translation of writing found on the walls of a concentration camp used in the Holocaust. And so it has a very significant and profound meaning for me, I'm sure for a lot of people.
This is I Believe by Dave Ragland, performed by Adriana Clemens here live in Studio C.
I believe in the sun. I believe in
I believe in love.
Adriana Clemens, member of Inversion Vocal Ensemble, performing I Believe by Dave Ragland here, live in Studio C on 91 Classical. We Shall Overcome. While the origin is so convoluted that the song is even legally in the public domain, it does have some Tennessee connection. When it was first published in 1947, it was contributed to a pamphlet by Zilphia Horton from the Highlander Folk School in Monteagle, Tennessee. But tell us about this arrangement, Dave.
Well, this arrangement is very special to us in Inversion Vocal Ensemble. Well, first of all, that we've been blessed to have done so many opportunities that pertain to civil rights. I mean, as far as working with the National Museum of African American Music, the National Civil Rights Museum at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, and as well as the Let Freedom Sing concert put on by Nashville Symphony. And so this song is very, very important and pertinent. And it's by arranged by one of my favorite composers, Dr. Raymond Wise, based out of Ohio.
All right. This is We Shall Overcome, performed by Inversion Vocal Ensemble. We Shall Overcome, arranged by Raymond Wise, performed by Inversion Vocal Ensemble, Dave Ragland conducting, Horacio Gwendolyn at the piano. Inversion Vocal Ensemble would be part of Love on Fire, an evening with Thistle Farms, alongside a whole roster of awesome artists like Brandy Carlisle and more on April 3rd at the Ryman. And they're performing Scott Joplin's Trumanesha at the Noah Lyff Opera Center on Sunday, April 7th. You can check out their Facebook page for ticket information. Next week on the show, more vocal music as Nashville Opera brings some of the cast of their upcoming production of The Tales of Hoffman. In the meantime, for another look at Nashville's classical music, check out our podcast, Keeping Score. The latest episode features the multi-talented Rhiannon Giddens. Listen for free anytime at 91classical.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also cast your vote in round 3 of our March Music Madness Tournament. Let us know your thoughts on those matchups on the 91 Classical Facebook page, or you can tweet us at 91 Classical. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Metro Nashville Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for the program is Carl Peterson. I'm Colleen Phelps. Thanks for tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music here on 91 Classical.